Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, take my foot from the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. Trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good once again just to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. And, we got a call in 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, this is Evangelist Brother Miller, and we're in Charleston, West Virginia tonight, and we're here to lift up the name of the Lord and give Him praise, and we just say peace be unto each and every one tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm glad to have you in there with us tonight, Brother Miller. We just worship the Lord in the spirit and truth and have a great time with the Lord and just have a real... good time. So we got the number shared 347-308-8524. If you'd like to be a part of this service with us tonight, we'd like for you to call in and be with us and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. It's 347-308-8524. So we're just very thankful tonight just to be able to come back once again into your home just to lift up the name of Jesus and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And of course, we're still speaking on building our house up on the rock. And you know, we got to build up on that rock if we get anything done and if we make it to the kingdom of God. So, Brother Miller, just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, you know, you have to have faith to be able to build any kind of a platform or any kind of a relationship. You have to have, like the Bible said, a grain of a mustard seed.
Amen.
A lot of people don't even have a faith of a mustard seed. But if you're a believer of Christ, and you believe the works that He has done and that He's laid out before us, then as you receive the Word, and as the Word manifests and comes to life, then you start getting an increase of your faith.
Amen.
And I believe that, you know, it's never too late to start believing. There's been a lot of people in latter years before they go to be with the Lord come into the kingdom, and I believe that their blessing is just as much as anyone that's started out when they were real young. I believe if you're born again, I believe if you're a believer, I believe that God loves us all equally. And
amen.
Tonight, if you're a Christian, if you've come through the blood, you got something to be thankful for. You have treasures in heaven. And I'm excited about heaven. I'm excited about the supernatural. I'm excited about what our eyes have not seen, our ears has not heard. You know, right now we see things darkly, through a glass darkly, but soon and very soon it'll all be revealed and we'll know all things.
Amen.
It'll all come into place. And I'm looking forward to that. I know that this earth is a stepping stone. I know that where we live right now is a test to see where we're going to spend eternity.
Amen.
We have an option. We have an option. We can either have faith and we can believe and receive, or we can have doubt and lose and do without.
Amen.
And tonight, God gives us His Word. He gives us His promise. He gives us His Spirit. He gives us His authority, and He gives us His anointing to go forth and try to win the lost. And that's what we're here for tonight. We're here to let people know that there is another way. You don't have to do without. You can experience supernatural things in your earthly body. And I'm here tonight to let you know that God is not a respecter of person. And I'm expecting great and mighty works in this broadcast tonight. I'm expecting to hear great reports of what God has done in each and every individual's life, not because of what we do, but because of what Christ has done already did. He's done gone before us. He's done fought the battle. He's laid His life down. He's shed His blood. He's on the right hand of the Father, and He's interceding for you and I, so we can come through the battle. Can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know,
thank you,
we're still, Brother Miller still was speaking on the, "'Cause up on this rock I will build my church." And that's what Jesus told Peter. And I know we've used this verse here a few times in this service, but I still thank God for it. I mean, you know, it's still the Word of God. It says, Matthew 16 and 18 and 19 here, it says, "And I say also upon thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever shall be loosened on earth shall be loosened in heaven." You know, I thank God tonight that we've got the authority that we can bind and that we can loosen. And I tell you, I want to praise God for that. I want to let my wife come around and give the prayer request tonight. And so just want you just to keep your minds up on the Lord in this time. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer here in a minute and just pray for them. Praise God.
Praise God.
I just want to say a big hello and God bless to all those that are listening tonight. And we have many prayer requests. We would like everyone to remember Terry and Cheryl Miller. They have a need, and I know that God's going to meet it, and I just praise Him for it now. And Brandon, my nephew, is in Iraq. He needs a hedge of protection, and all the people that's fighting around him, they need to be lifted up. And Robert North needs salvation, and his little son, he needs prayer. The Cooper family needs salvation. Bobby Bryant needs your prayers tonight. He's starting a revival at Mount Vernon, Tennessee, at Hickory Grove House of Prayer, so remember him tonight. And we'll be starting camp meeting August the 6th through the 9th, so pray for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in that service. Remember Timothy and Tosh as they go to cut their CD, that God's anointing will be up on them. And most of all, we need to remember all the lost today, and that today will be their day of salvation. So, Brother Miller, we're going to ask you to lead the prayer.
Father, we just give you praise, first of all, for who you are and for creating a spirit within us that thirsts after you. But, Lord, we know that you're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. We know you're a God of more than enough. And tonight, Lord, as we lay all these prayer requests at your feet, we know, Lord, because we asked you to take care of these things, that they're already done in the spirit, in the supernatural. We thank you, Lord, for the angels that you dispatched on assignment. We thank you for the protection of the Holy Ghost around your children that are in the war zones and that have gone before the battle. But, Father, we also thank you for everybody that's called upon your name, every need that wasn't called out on this program, but every family that has a desire and has a need to worship you and to lift up your name and need your protection and call out for you, Lord. I give you praise for your miracle signs and wonders that follows those who do believe. But also tonight I know that you're going to get a hold of the hearts that are troubled, that don't know you, that have not come under the blood, that need you, and they're confused, and they cry out, Abba, Father, but yet they don't know what they're saying. They're looking for a way out. They're looking for something that they've never tasted or walked in or ever experienced. But tonight, Lord, I know that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know the Spirit of the living God will manifest upon these individuals and bring a new dwelling, a new atmosphere, a new thirst, a new hunger, where they'll put one foot after the other to seek after righteousness and come under the blood of Jesus Christ and go by the way of the cross, Lord. And tonight, I give you praise. I give you the honor, Lord. I give you all the glory for the miracle signs and wonders that you speak of, that we talk about, that we walk in, and that we receive tonight. We have the faith to believe. We have the opportunity to walk in supernatural abilities, and we give you the praise tonight, Lord. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for the grace that endures forever, Lord. I know that you're the Alpha, you're the Omega, you're the beginning, and you're the end, and we give you praise for it tonight, Father. But, Lord, every cry, every murmur, every weeping spirit, every tear that you feel and see, Lord, we ask that you mend it, restoration, come forth. And we ask, Lord, right now that you'll make a way when there seems to be no way. We put our trust in you, Lord, and as we go forth one foot after the other, maybe not being able to see with the natural eye, but with the supernatural eye, as we put one foot after the other, walking forth by faith, and not by sight, going in your name, no other name but your name, the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in your blood, being covered by your blood, by your authority. Lord, we give you praise tonight for the breakthroughs, for the healing power, for the miracles and the signs and the wonders and miracle monies to come into people's hands, Lord, to where they can do your will and be about your business. We know that, God, I remind you that when there was taxes to be paid, you told the disciples to go forth and catch some fish with the coin in its mouth. It was no other fish. It was no other animal. But there was a coin that you had laid before the people, and they went and received it, and there was more enough. And tonight, supernaturally, we're asking that for all the people that are by the way of the radio, all the people that have cried out for you, that you will be a way maker supernaturally this night in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, and we thank you for what's about to take place in this broadcast and what people are fixed to see and taste and what they get thirsty for from now on in Jesus' name. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We got a 573 call in there, so go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yes, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus, Sister Cheryl Miller.
Praise
in Harlem, Missouri.
Praise the Lord. We're glad to have you in there tonight,
Jesus,
Sister Miller.
Alive and well.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We serve a living God.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. We got Brother Miller in there also, so go ahead there,
praise
Brother Miller. We'll give you something there to obey him with actually pray there. Go ahead.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't have the ability to talk, maybe even from birth, but they have ears to hear.
Amen.
And I thank God for the ears to hear.
Yes, amen.
A lot of people can't hear, but they can speak.
Yes.
And I thank God that they're able to speak. What I'm saying is that if you have a thirst after righteousness, you'll find a way to make it to the cross. And it's all about the cross. It's all about the rock. It's all about Matthew chapter 16. Hi. You know, a lot of people want to destroy the works of the cross. It'll never happen.
Can't do it.
A lot of people want to doubt and do without. That's a sad day, because whether the lost want to believe Christ and the works of the cross. It's totally up to them.
Amen.
But it's going to be awful devastating in the last hours when the new heaven and the new earth appears. It's going to be an awful sad day to know that you've lost out because of lack of knowledge, because of lack of...
Praise the Lord. It's going to be a sad time for them. But, they don't have to lose out. They can always come to the cross. They can always come and say, Lord, here I am, and just put my sins under the blood. Praise God. I believe we've lost you, Mary. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whichever one's in there, go ahead and obey the Lord. We've lost somebody there.
Did Brother Miller lose his signal?
Yeah, I believe he did, Sister Miller. So go ahead and obey the Lord there.
He'll get back with us.
Yeah, he'll get back with us there in a minute, maybe.
Was listening to what Brother Terry was saying there, and, cornerstone, that rock, that revelation of who Jesus was revealed unto Peter by the Father, that same rock is a stumbling and offense to some.
Amen.
Because of their unbelief, because they reject. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise God. Praise the Lord.
When we believe, when we once believe upon Him, then He becomes that precious cornerstone laid in Zion. Hallelujah. That we can build our life upon. Through His Word.
Amen.
He revealed Himself through the Word because He is the Word.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. And then that which was once a stumbling block because of our disobedience becomes a foundation.
Yes.
And we become obedient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about lively stones. We are lively stones. We are called to be a peculiar nation, a holy priesthood in this earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if we serve a living God, and we do, then we are to be lively stones.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Full of the Spirit of God, full of His life. Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. You know, I was looking right here, Sister Miller, what you was... speaking there, Matthew 7:24-25 says, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will like him unto a wise man,
yes,
which built his house upon a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was speaking there just a minute ago before you come in there, praise the Lord. 573, come on back in there again.
Yes, this is Brother Miller again. I lost my signal back here.
Yeah.
I was preaching good, but I just didn't have no connection.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I was just read there, that there, and right here I'm going to back up again, Sister Miller, and read back up here in the 16th chapter of Matthew, verse 19, it says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I was just thinking, looking at these two passages of scriptures there, He give us the keys, and I thank God tonight that we have the keys of the kingdom if we'll just only take them and use them, for His glory. These too many people today are loosing the wrong thing. He give us the power to loosen the things in heaven. He give us the power to loosen the things on earth. He give us the power to bind the things on earth and to bind the things in heaven. And, I thank God tonight that we can take our authority and our power but he has given us, and we've got a power and authority with God that Jesus Christ has given to us, that we can do the things that he has told us to do, and we can bind the things that that is against us. You know, praise God, we don't have to be bound down under the powers of the enemy, because he give us the word and give us the keys of the kingdom, and we can look here in Matthew 7:25. It says, "And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that rock, and it fell not, for it were founded upon a rock." You know, thank God tonight that if we are a child of God, we're founded upon the rock, you know, and we should be stood fast on that rock and not be wavery and stand there. You know, I believe over in James over there, it said that a double-minded man, let him think that he has anything from God, because he's like a wave upon the sea that he's tossed and thrown, you know, and he don't get anything from God. But if he's single-minded and founded in the Word of God and founded in God's Word and his power and his demonstration, we can bind the things that's not of God and then cast them off from us. I praise God tonight for that deliverance, because he has promised us to us, and we can be obedient to him, and we can do what he told us to do. And I praise God tonight for that, because he has given us that victory, and just to be obedient to him. And I'm glad tonight that we can say that we are founded on the rock of God, that God has given us the keys of the kingdom. Jesus gave it to Peter, and you know, and I believe that we have that same power that Peter had in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why don't you go ahead? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Sister Cheryl, you got anything?
Well, praise God. You know, I've thought of through the years since I came into the Pentecostal way of life, I've heard a lot of different things on this binding and loosing, and a lot of different prayers that people would pray. But there is, I believe, the greater power and understanding of this is not just in what we go to pray, so that sometimes it seems that people just want to be heard when they're praying this type of prayer. But it's walking in Christ. It's what Paul said, putting on Christ, walking in the revelation of who he is. When we walk in that fellowship with him daily, we have a strength and an authority, hallelujah, that is one with us. We're one with him. And it will carry you through anything, no matter what kind of storms, winds, rain hit. That house built upon the rock stood. Hallelujah. And if we simply be who we are in Christ, when God spoke to Moses out of the bush that was on fire, but it wasn't consumed.
Amen.
And Moses, he felt insecure when he was talking to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that was speaking to him out of that bush. And he brought up one thing and another why he couldn't fulfill the task. And God gave him everything he needed. And he said, well, who do I say is sending me?
Amen.
God spoke, and he said, tell him I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He is. And when we are in him, he is just telling us to be who we are in Christ. Be who we are in Christ. It's a daily walk in every situation. If we just lean upon him, And we do things His way with that obedient spirit. It's all going to work out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is a power and an authority that is literally given to us. He told, if He didn't mean that He was giving keys to Peter, then that He wouldn't have said that.
That's right.
I don't believe they were symbols. Many things in the Word have been taught down through the years that they were symbols that are not. They hold the power.
Yes, they do.
When we exercise them in faith, when we receive them by faith, when we walk in those things by faith, they hold the power of heaven in the church. God has always used the church in the earth.
Yes, He has.
Those are real keys spiritually. Hallelujah, that He put in our hands so that we can walk in His authority, the same authority He had. Hallelujah, if we can receive that, that
Amen.
Is what He is saying, that He has given us that authority.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Go ahead, Brother Miller.
Well, I'm just glad that Peter was an overcomer.
Yes.
You know, Peter made mistakes all through life.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus rebuked him several times, and Peter just shake it off and, you know, go on and keep walking and trusting in the Lord. So much so that perfection come, and that's what Jesus is proud of him. But yet at the same time, He had to rebuke him.
Yes,
you know,
is.
And that's just the way we are. We're the same way.
Yes.
And, you know, when we fall, it ain't how hard we hit the ground. It's how we bounce back with Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, we all walk through it. I mean, it's a daily battle because the adversary going around as a roaring lion, he means to kill, steal, and destroy, and his time's running short. And he wants to do that. He wants to come in, and listen to me, believer, he wants to try to torment you and try to get you to stumble and fall. He really would like to devour you. But, you know, the wicked never has been prosperous. The wicked never did win. God has overcome. Jesus is coming back for His people. And Satan loses, and he's going to go to the bottomless pit.
Yes.
Go to Revelation and read Revelation, and you'll find that Lucifer was going to be bound with chains, and it just gets plumb ugly. But you know one thing? You don't have to be a part of that. All you got to do tonight is say, God, I surrender all.
Yes.
I surrender all.
Amen.
I want to be like Peter. I may make my mistakes, but I know that if you can build your house upon a rock and use Peter to do it, if you can go and give him the keys, then, Lord, I know that somehow you can use me tonight.
Yes.
And
amen.
I thank God for mercy and grace. I do, because when you can't see, God sees for you. When you can't walk, God will carry you. And I hear the Holy Ghost telling me tonight, listen, saint, I feel the wickedness in the broadcast. And Satan rebuketh every one of you foul demon spirits.
Yes,
you're not going to accomplish anything.
Oh.
You're not going to win. You can try to mimic, cast your spells, cast your potions, do your witchery, do your wicked, whatever you want to do. But the Word says that you cannot prosper, and you cannot form, and you cannot grant. Why? Because you're bound by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're cursed at the root, and you're bound into the pit, and you got to remain there bound until the Word and the judgment of God comes forth. Now, that's what I can do for the devil tonight. But also what I want to do for the people of the Lord Jesus Christ is to tell you that no matter what darkness you're walking in, no matter how deep your valley is, God said this, I'll never leave you, nor shall I forsake you. So I want to tell you tonight, there's hope.
Yes,
I don't care what your situation is. If you've lost a loved one or if your life's in danger, I don't care what the situation is. God is there, but he also commands you to speak to the situation. If you need his power, call on his name. If you need his authority in battle, call on his name. I hear the Spirit saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yeah.
You know, God is never going to leave you in your situation.
Right.
I feel tears in the brain tonight. God said, thank you. His rod and his staff, they lead and guide you and comfort you.
Yeah.
But you got to be under his rainbow. He's got to be under his umbrella. You got to be under the blood. You got to be under his protection.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, get it right. Get it straight. Maybe you fell off the road one way or another. Get back in the middle of the road. Get in line with Jesus. Call on him. I'm trying to help somebody tonight. I can feel it. Look, your name's Mike. One of you is Mike. I see two men that have gone through a valley. They've gone through some kind of turmoil. You've been in a situation where devastation has struck y'all's home. But I see a Mike. And I see a John.
Yes.
And God feels your tears.
Yes.
And he knows where you've been. And he says, call on my name. Humble yourself before me. Make you an altar, he said. Make you an altar. And get this thing cleared up. And get this thing right in the name of Jesus. I'm standing beside you. And I'm willing to pick you up and carry you through this, but you got to call on me and humble yourself in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I give you praise for this.
Lord.
I give you the honor and glory. I do. Becky, God hears you. He wants you to keep rededicating your life. Becky, God's calling on you to do a special work. Yes, he's calling on you and he's sending you, but there's a place that you got to be, and he says keep walking and keep looking towards him, and he'll place you in the right position. And it's not, time's not yet. You're not lined up right, but you're going to be, and it's just in a matter of a few days. But you've got to take care of some issues by the Spirit before you can go any further, and I thank God for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Give you praise for it.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise
thank Jesus. Hallelujah. I just love God. I know that some people don't understand supernatural abilities. God don't want you to understand it because he's going to take care of it. You can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. The other ministers can't do nothing. It's all by the Spirit of God.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is get in the presence of God. It's a supernatural thing. And God will take care of it, you know. When you get out of the way, he'll come in and take care of it. He's telling you to get out of the way so he can handle it. You know, cast all your cares upon the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God tonight. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Let's let Brother Dudley Smith come on and sing a song or two there. And just worship the Lord with him and keep her mind up on the Lord, and we'll be right back just in a minute.
Okay, praise the Lord.
appreciate that.
Glory.
Brother Smith's going to be down here in our camp meeting at the Word of Faith in August. And so you're out there around in this country and around this area in Loudoun, Tennessee. Well, you want to come and hear him, well, just come on and be with us. And we'll have a great time in the Lord. Excuse me. I've got a scripture right here in 1 Timothy 6:19. We're going along with what Brother Miller was speaking about there a while ago. It says, laying up in the store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay a hold on eternal life. And you know, thinking on them scriptures there and thinking about what Brother Miller was speaking about there a while ago about having eternal life, you know, that's what people needs to do is to lay a hold,
yes,
and get a hold of something that they'll have eternal life. And the only way that they can do that, that is to go through the cross and go through the bloodline and accept Jesus as their personal Savior, you know. And I want to read another verse right here. This is the verse that's really standing out and sticking out to me here tonight. It's 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, laying the foundation for God. Mm-hmm. Let me start over on that. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and led every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, that's what the Word is telling us here, that we don't be partakers of iniquity. You know, I know that a lot of times that people still they got iniquity in their life and they still want to confess Christianity, but you know, the thing that they got to do is come back to, like we was ministering back a few months back about being sanctified. You know, get holy, get the Spirit of God down in their life, and that will separate them from the world and the iniquity of it. You know, people still want to be a part of the world and be a part of the Lord, but we can't be in both. We're either one or the other. We're either right or we're wrong. There's no battle of no fence. And you know, I thank God tonight that God's people are solid and they're built up on the rock. And you know, if we're built up on that rock, then the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. I know that seems like sometimes that all hell is against us, but you know, it don't matter what's come against us. Jesus told Peter, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. You know, if we build our church up in our salvation up on the rock, you know, it don't matter what. You know, I thank God that over in, I believe in Proverbs, it says that a good man would fall 7 times and he would get up 7 times. You know, God will raise him up. You know, people needs to realize that all they got to do is come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I've made a mistake. I've done this or I've done that. And God will raise us back up. You know, he's telling us to never praise God. Too many people are trying to build up on old foundations,
yes,
and we need to build up on the salvation of God and up on the cornerstone that the Lord has given us, on the rock, you know, that God has given us. And I believe right here, let's see here, if I'm, I pronounce this name, Ephesians 2:20, and our builders upon the foundation of the apostles and apostles, Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus Christ himself bring the chief cornerstone, chief cornerstone. You know, I thank God that Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And you know, if we build up on him, we can go somewhere and we can do something and we can lead the people to God. That's what God has asked us to do, just lead them to Him. You know, we can't twist nobody's arm and to make them serve the Lord. We can't twist nobody's arm to make them repent of their sins. Wouldn't try to, but I just thank God that if we'll get in the Spirit of God and lead His Word and let His Word come into our life, we can build up on that solid rock and up on that foundation. I thank God tonight in verse 22 there, verse 21, it says, in whom all the builders fitly framed together.
Oh, yes.
Groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, God is looking for us to fitly together. You know, that's just like us right here tonight. If we'll just get fitly together in the Lord, we can see God do something great. And right here in verse 22, in whom ye also are builders, builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. You know, that's what He's telling us. We got to get together in the Spirit, get built together in the Spirit. And I thank God tonight that that there's a few people, you know, that's still trying to build together in the Spirit of God and still trying to worship God in spirit and in truth and still trying to do the things that God has ordained them to do and still calling them to do. I praise God for that tonight. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, one of you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You know, by the Spirit, a group of military people that are listening. And there's questions among them. Well, just how do we get to be up on this rock? In Matthew 18, chapter 18, the third verse, and this is Jesus talking. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What you have to do, essentially, is turn an about face. You're going to have to go a different direction. Instead of toward worldly ambitions, go toward Christ. He's paid Christ already for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And pride will prevent you. Pride, the pride of life, will prevent you from this way.
Yes, amen.
But an abundant entrance has been made for you through the cross of Christ into the kingdom. And you can have a part in this as you become as a little child. Come to Him and come through the works of the cross. Hallelujah. It's a total turning around, a change of direction, and you can have that new walk. It's a new and a living way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, there'll be some things you'll give up, but when you come to Him and you taste of Him and the forgiveness, hallelujah, of your sins, and you become born again, a new creature in Christ, you won't want those same things. And I hear someone saying, but I've made such a mess of my life and others are involved, I can never straighten it out. No, you can't. But when you come to Him and then you belong to Him through the cross, He will straighten it out.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He will straighten it all out. He can put things back in order in your life. Only He can put your heart together and your life together. There is no other way. This is the way. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yep.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Well, I'll be obedient. We got a family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a family listening. I don't know where they're at, but I feel their heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise
There's
God.
A family. Listen to me. Somebody listen to me. Oh, Lord. God just wants to take this family. You've tuned into this broadcast tonight, and you're overwhelmed because you're looking for hope. You've lost a loved one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't know what to do or which way to turn. You want the love of this Jesus that we're speaking of. And you want to know why this Jesus we're talking about did not heal. Let me explain to you. Jesus knows every tear that hits the ground. And he feels your pain. He sees your pain. He wants you to come a little closer so he can lead you beside the still waters. Where he can comfort you and give you rest. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded that in your situation that Jesus tarried for 4 days before he went to the tomb of Lazarus. He could have went immediately and healed Lazarus. Lazarus did not have to go by the way of the grave. But God wanted the people to know who he was. That he was a resurrection.
Yes.
And I'm trying to let someone out here. There's a family that they just can't bear this. It's too much for them. And God's telling me to share with you. Roll it over on him. Come close to him. Surrender all. Give your whole life, your whole heart, everything to him, and he'll take the pain away. I don't know what happened. I don't know what the situation is. But I know I hear the voice of God.
Yes.
And God's telling me, I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. And I hear your cries. And I feel your tears. And you will know everything in time. In time, I will show you everything. But for now, you have to roll it over on me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, right here is a
Oh, thank you, Lord.
There's a minister listening that you've fallen by the wayside. And you're crying out to God and you think, oh, I'll never feel. I feel his presence, but I'll never feel his glory again. And that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Yes, it is.
Lie. Is not meant to prevail against you. You have an advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. And when we pursue that advocate, which is Jesus Christ, he is there at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for the saints. And with an advocate, we can take the washing of the blood again. Hallelujah. And he is able and just to forgive us when we confess our sins.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah, Mahasata. And the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. And yes, he desires to visit you in the power of the presence of his glory once again. Hallelujah. Hananamaha, receive that word. Hananamaha. Hananamaha.
I hear somebody saying, I want to give my heart to Jesus, but I don't know how to walk to him. Brother, you're what I hear somebody, I feel several people that want right now, want to give their heart, they're hungry, they're thirsting, they want to give their heart to God, but they just don't know how to come. Listen to me, it's simple. Believe in the works of the cross. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Yes,
Jesus
amen.
Christ come to earth in a human manly form and went to the cross and shed his blood, laid down his life and died for you and for I and for everyone that wants salvation.
Amen.
Believe in the works of the cross tonight. Share with me in this prayer. Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've sinned and I've come short of your glory. I know tonight that you are the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight I want to surrender all. I give my heart, my mind, my soul, and my spirit unto you. I lay down my life for you, Lord, and I ask that you come into my heart and cleanse me and make me whole tonight, to give me a new chance at life, and have it more abundantly. Tonight I surrender all. And tonight, Lord, I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and come into my heart and make me whole, and walk with me, talk with me, sup with me, fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and let me live my life for you at the fullest that you have laid before me. Said this tonight, I consider you saved. I consider you born again.
Yes.
Now believe in the word and learn the word and walk forth in your authority and in your love.
Yes. Amen.
And talk with the Master. He loves you.
Amen.
Lord, we give you praise for it tonight in Jesus' name.
Is our time up, Brother Yearwood?
What was that, Sister Cheryl?
Is our time up?
I don't think so. Brother, you're what, our time's not up yet, is it?
Go
ahead, Sister Cheryl.
We got 4 minutes left.
Go ahead, Sister
Cheryl. I just was going to sing this song, but I don't think I have time to finish it.
Praise the Lord.
Take me back to your glory. Take me back. Let me know you, Lord, like I've never known you, and let me burn with the fire of your love. Let me feel.
Song, Sister Miller.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for that. We've got a verse right here or two I want to read, then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Time is getting close to the end. Right here is Hebrews 11 and 10. It says, Abraham, looking for a city which have foundation, whose builder and maker is God. You know, That's what the Christian people are looking for today.
Oh, yes.
A city.
Glory.
God is the foundation. He's the maker of it.
Yes.
And you know, that's what it's all about tonight. And you know, it seems like that we've been speaking a lot, praise God, hallelujah, about the cross tonight. And I believe it's about time. I feel in my spirit that it's about time for us to change the service and change the message. Maybe we need to start speaking for a few days, a few services on the cross tonight.
Yes.
We've not spoke on the cross. We spoke on the salvation. We spoke on sanctification. We spoke on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we spoke on building the church up on this rock. And, you know, I believe it's about time for the cross.
Yeah.
You know, it's all done through the cross. Everything is done. Salvation, everything has to go through the cross.
Yeah.
So I know they're going to be hollering here in a minute or so and telling us that the time is about up. So, Sister Miller, if you want to, just lead us in prayer again. We got 90 seconds, so just go ahead and lead us there in prayer, and let's just pray for the service and everything. Praise God. And the need.
We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you have given us the authority in the precious name of Jesus, the name that's above every other name. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this broadcast. And we know that you have blessed it and that you're going to continue to bless it for salvation, deliverance, healing. Hallelujah. The works of the cross. For the church to be renewed, for the glory, hallelujah, the presence of your glory to return, hallelujah, upon the church, Lord. Use us, hallelujah, however you see fit. Father, we thank you that you will meet the needs of the prayer requests that have gone up, whatever they are. We know that we have committed it to you and that you are able and you are going to do it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. I thank God, hallelujah, for that prayer and everything, and I thank God for the service tonight. You know, God knows what he's doing. Praise the Lord. We got 10 seconds, so I thank God for it. So, Brother Miller, if you can, give me a call or whenever we go off here for a minute. So we'll say good night to everybody, and we'll talk to you there later on.
God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless everyone. Good night.
Good night.